Israel continues to expand its deadly ground invasion of Gaza, and Ukraine says talks in Saudi Arabia with US were constructive. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Monday, March 24th. Israel has pressed ground invasions across Gaza, encircling part of Rafah City near Egypt, almost a week into a renewed assault on the Palestinian territory. Deployment of Israeli troops in parts of Gaza, despite calls to revive a January truce with Hamas, comes alongside a deadly flare-up in Lebanon and U.S. strikes on Yemen. Israel has also continued to bomb the Palestinian enclave even as the death toll in Gaza tops grim 50,000. Meanwhile, UNRWA has warned that an Israeli blockade on the entry of supplies to Gaza is pushing the Palestinian enclave closer to an acute hunger crisis. Israel has banned the entry of humanitarian aid into Gaza since March 4th, following the expiry of the first phase of a ceasefire and prisoner exchange agreement with Hamas. South Korea's Constitutional Court has ruled to strike down the impeachment of Prime Minister Han Duck-soo and restore his powers, marking the latest twist in the country's political turmoil after his impeachment as acting president more than 2 months ago. Han took over as acting leader from President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was impeached over his short-lived declaration of martial law last year. Prime Minister Han lasted less than 2 weeks in the post and was impeached and suspended on December 27 after clashing with the opposition-led parliament by refusing to appoint three more justices to the Constitutional Court. The Sudanese army has reported new military gains in central Khartoum amid fighting with the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF. A military statement has said army continued to clear neighborhoods in central Khartoum from the RSF. The army also shared a video of its forces taking control of the Al-Waha Mall in central Khartoum's commercial district. There was no immediate comment from the RSF on the army statement. And finally, Ukraine's defense minister Rustem Umerov has said talks with the U.S. delegation in Saudi Arabia were constructive and meaningful and focused on discussing the energy sector. Umerov headed the Ukrainian delegation for the talks that were part of a diplomatic push by U.S. President Donald Trump to end 3 years of war with Russia. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff expressed earlier optimism ahead of high-stakes talks in Saudi Arabia to end the war in Ukraine and said he believed Russian President Vladimir Putin wanted to end the three-year-old conflict. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.